Welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, September 2nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of education headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. NFL Play 60 and Kids Heart Challenge join forces to help students move more, stress less. NFL Play 60 and Kids Heart Challenge are teaming up to help students move more and stress less this back-to-school season. The American Heart Association and the NFL are bringing the physical activity and mental wellness program of NFL Play 60 back into the classroom in connection with Kids Heart Challenge and American Heart Challenge. This initiative supports evidence-based guidance that active students learn better, focus more, and react to stress more calmly. The NFL and the American Heart Association have been inspiring kids to be active for 60 minutes a day since 2006. New this year is the addition of the NFL Play 60 Family Challenge and hands-only CPR instruction for students and families. The NFL is also offering grants for schools, focusing on physical activity, flag football, recess, and inclusive physical education. For more information, visit heart.org/play60.
State roundup, state at high risk for recession, economist says. Medicare plans in jeopardy, port channel reopens. Maryland is among 21 states and Washington, D.C. at a high risk of a recession, according to Moody's chief economist. Retirees in Maryland may lose their Medicare Advantage plans next year. The U.S. Coast Guard recovered a hatch from a ship explosion in the Patapsco River. Atlantic striped bass catch restrictions may tighten in 2026. President Trump and Governor Wes Moore continue their feud. Howard Community College's faculty union secures a three-year contract. Maryland Democrats oppose the closure of a Prince George's agricultural research facility. Maryland's top election official resists DOJ request for voter data. Azola Shaw runs for District 3 MoCo Council seat. Aberdeen City Council updates election procedures for absentee ballots. Results of a city union election in Baltimore are being contested. Sasha Moore wins 2025 Siegfried & Jensen Truth, Justice, and Fairness Scholarship. Sasha Moore has been awarded the 2025 Siegfried & Jensen Truth, Justice, and Fairness Scholarship for her dedication to helping accident victims. Moore, a victim of vehicular negligence, will use the $2,500 scholarship to complete her MBA at Western Governors University. She aims to improve victim support and hopes to transition into the healthcare field post-graduation. Moore emphasizes the importance of having advocates for personal injury victims. Students interested in applying for next year's scholarship can learn more about the criteria on the scholarship's website. Siegfried & Jensen's personal injury lawyers have been advocating for accident survivors since 1990, offering free consultations for those seeking legal support.
The Office of Count Jonathan of Aquitaine affirms international framework for the Center for Education and Diplomacy in Avignon. The Office of Count Jonathan of Aquitaine, under H.R.H. Thomas II, Grand Duke of Aquitaine, reaffirms the mission of the Center for Education and Diplomacy in Avignon. Established in August 2025, the center commits to education, cultural dialogue, and humanitarian service within international legal frameworks. Operating under the Republic of Aquitaine's sovereignty, the center aligns with the United Nations Charter, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Sustainable Development Goals, UNESCO's mandate, and European Cultural Convention. Grounded in Hague-based legal instruments, the center's pillars include education, diplomacy, and humanitarian service. Reflecting the Republic's commitment, the center in Avignon serves as a partner in promoting peace and understanding.
Perez Mayoral Trailblazer Scholarship winner announced. The Perez Mayoral PA legal team is excited to announce Mackenzie Manofsky as the 2025 winner of the Trailblazer Scholarship. Mackenzie, an honors graduate from Washington University in St. Louis, will be attending the University of Miami School of Law. With a background in international and area studies, economics, and Chinese language and culture, Mackenzie is passionate about supporting small businesses and nonprofit agencies in her South Florida community. Selected from over 1,000 applicants, Mackenzie's leadership experience and dedication to academic success make her an ideal recipient of the Perez Mayoral Trailblazer Scholarship. Congratulations, Mackenzie, and best of luck in your future endeavors. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.